If you're all about sports, then you need to shop The Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, The Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
It will be Mountain Home's basketball to start this second quarter as they lead Paragould 5-4. Gilbert will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. Throws it into Emma Martin, and we are back underway. Martin into the front court. Paragould once again in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes over to Gilbert on the right side. She's drilling down into the lane, going in for the layup. Shot was blocked, but drew contact as well, so she'll head to the free throw line as we are 17 seconds into this second quarter. Taylor Beasley picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 3 against Paragould. So Kate Gilbert at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has yet to score this evening. First shot is up, in and out, no good. So one more free throw for Gilbert before she shoots it. Anna Grace Swarmer will come back in, replacing Addison Yates. One more chance for Gilbert to expand on Mountain Home's advantage. Second shot is up. No good. She misses both, and the rebound controlled by Zoe Beasley. 5-4, Lady Bombers leading it. Taylor Beasley with it on the left wing. Dribbles to the top. Gives it there to Zoe Beasley. She's dribbling down to the left elbow. Her pass to Taylor Beasley was wide, but she's able to secure it before it goes out of bounds. Now Zoe Beasley has it once again. She'll give it back to Taylor Beasley on the left side. Now she's drilling down into the lane going, thought she was about to go for the layup. Instead, she tries to throw it to Hancock, who mishandles the pass, but is able to kick it out to Bringard. Now Powell has it on the right side, up top to Zoe Beasley, over to Bringard on the left, up top to Powell. Powell dribbles to the right side, throws it up top to Hancock, over to Taylor Beasley, down to Zoe Beasley on the low block. Does a skip pass to Powell on the right corner. She drills out to the wing, goes toward the free throw line. Boy, her pass almost stolen by Kate Gilbert, but Bringard's able to secure it. Now Powell has it on the right side. Powell will drill toward the elbow, throws it to Bringard in the right corner. Now she's heading down towards the lane, kicks a skip pass to Taylor Beasley. The left corner, her three-pointer misses everything. May have been blocked. And Mountain Home comes up with the basketball. Gilbert quickly back the other way, throwing it to Payne. Now to Penn for the layup. A little strong, no good. Offense rebound for Foreman. And she's going to kick it out to Emma Martin. Over to Kate Gilbert, who pulls up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. And a foul away from the ball called on Zoe Beasley. Zoe Beasley picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 4 against the Lady Rams. 6:29 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home will inbound it, leading 5-4. Payne will trigger the inbound pass. They're going to have to get in soon. It finally gets into Gilbert in the left corner. She's going down for the layup. No good, but drew contact, and we'll head back to the free throw line. Zoe Beasley again. Oh, no, they're going to get that to Bringard. So Bringard picks up her second personal foul, team foul number 5 against the Lady Rams. So Kate Gilbert back at the free throw line, where so far she's 0 of 2. First free throw bounces and will not go. So Gilbert with one more free throw attempt. Second shot is up, and she gets the second one. So her first point of the night. Blythe Benefield and Calissa Hall is checking back in, replacing Alex Bringard and Zoe Beasley. Again, Olivia Hancock. Beasley will stay in. 6:25 left of the first half. 6-4, Lady Bombers on top. So Powell will walk the ball across the timeline for the Lady Rams. Throws over to Taylor Beasley on the left wing. Now up top to Zoe Beasley. Over on the right side goes to Powell. To Taylor Beasley on the right elbow. She pulls up immediately for the jumper. No good. And the rebound chased down by Foreman. Back comes Mountain Home. Here's Gilbert quickly back the other way. Dale wanted a push-off on that rebound. He's not going to get it. Penn goes in for the layup. No good. Offensive rebound by Foreman, but she stepped on the baseline. And so Paragould will get back with 5:57 left of the half. Lady Bombers up 6-4. Paragould's really struggling to shoot right now from the field. Here's Powell into the front court for the Lady Rams. Throws over to Hollis at the left elbow. Skip pass to Taylor Beasley. Her pass to Zoe Beasley. Down to Benefield in the left corner, or right corner. Her three-pointer will not go. A rebound knocked out. Controlled by Emma Martin. She's going to be fouled from behind. Kalissa Hollis picks up her first personal foul. And that was the last foul Perigold has to give. Next one will put Mountain Home in the bonus. 5:33 left to play in the first half. Lady Bombers get it back, leading 6-4. Payne triggers inbound pass from the far sideline to Emma Martin. Martin will walk it into the front court. Martin with it up top, dribbles toward the right side. Now it's going down into the lane, going up for the layup. Oh, they're going to call it for the travel. Fifth turnover against the Lady Bombers. 5:20 left to play in the half. Three so far for Perigold. Again, it's a two-point lead for Mountain Home. Powell walks it across the timeline for the Lady Rams. Dribbles to the right side. Gives it there to Taylor Beasley. Now up top to Hollis. Back to Taylor Beasley. Down to Zoe Beasley just outside the lane. Skip pass to Benefield on the left wing. She's dribbling down toward the low block. Kicks out to Hollis. Now she's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Foreman. Back come the Lady Bombers. Ball goes to Gilbert, who walks it into the front court. Leah Jackson will check in for Mountain Home with the next available time. 4:42 left of the half. Gilbert with it up top. Dribbles toward the left side. It's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And rebounds controlled by Hollis. And back comes Perigold. Powell into the front court. And now Perigold's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 4:23 left of the first half. It is Mountain Home leading Perigold 6-4. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
Perigold takes their first timeout of the night. Like I said, boy, Lady Rams really struggled. Actually, both teams struggling to shoot from the floor. But right now, Mount Home with a 6-4 lead, 4:23 left of the first half. Benefield triggered the inbound pass on the far sideline, gets up top to Powell. Powell dribbles to the right side, and she's called for the travel. Shuffled her feet a little too much, kind of hesitated was what happened before she threw that pass. And so that's the fourth turnover against the Lady Rams. 4:19 left of the half. Mountain Home gets it back with a two-point lead. Gilbert into the front court. Drills toward the right side. Now she's going down into the lane. Kicks out to Foreman on the low block. Foreman looking to make a move on Hollis for the layup. No good. Offense rebound for Gilbert. She drills out to the corner. Now goes back towards the low block. Now goes back to the corner. Now she'll drill out to the wing. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Taylor Beasley. And back comes Perigold. Here is Benefield with it on the left wing. Benefield drills to the elbow, throws up top to Zoe Beasley. Over to Taylor Beasley on the right side. Finds Benefield going into the lane for the layup. Good. Benefield with her first 2 points of the night. And it's the third tie of the evening. We're knotted up at 6-all, 3:19 left in the first half. Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home. Drills to the left side, now goes up top. Gives it there to Foreman, over to Martin on the right. Martin will dribble toward the elbow, throws up top to Penn. Down to Foreman in the paint, looking to make a move on Hollis for the layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Taylor Beasley. She'll throw it out to Benefield into the front court. Benefield has it on the right side. Now dribbles toward the elbow. Skip pass to Taylor Beasley on the left wing. Her three-pointer misses everything. And the rebound's controlled by Emma Martin. Martin dribbling into the front court quickly. Dribbles to the right side. 2:38 left of the half. Up top it goes to Penn. Over to Jackson on the left. Jackson will dribble up to the top. Now throws it to Martin, who has it up between the circles. Martin dribbles back over to the right side. Gives it there to Gilbert. Now Gilbert dribbles up to the top. Back over to the right she goes. Now towards the free throw line, throws up top to Penn. Back over to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Kate Gilbert now with 4 points. And Mount Home goes back on top, 9-6. Less than 2 minutes left of the half. Here's Powell into the front court. Throws over to Taylor Beasley on the left wing. Down to Hollis on the just outside the lane. She pulls up for the turnaround jumper. No good. Rebounds controlled by Emma Martin. Back comes Mountain Home. Martin into the front court. Takes the screen. Pulls up at the left elbow. For a jumper. Good. Emma Martin with 5 points. And now Perrigo's going to take another timeout. We'll break with 1:29 left to play in the first half. It is Mountain Home leading Perrigo 11-6. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers! Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI and outpatient surgery site and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
Well, Perrigo takes their second timeout of the night as they trail Mountain Home 11-6 with 1:29 left of the first half. A couple of big baskets there, back-to-back baskets. First a three by Kay Gilbert, and then a jumper at the elbow by Emma Martin. Here is Brindgard into the front court for the Lady Rams. Throws over to Hollis on the left side. Gives it back to Brindgard, who dribbles towards the left corner. Now goes back out on the wing. Takes the screen from Zoe Beasley. Throws over on the right side to Benefield. Down to Hollis on the low block for the turnaround jumper. No good, but late foul call on Mountain Home. Calissa Hollis is going to the free throw line. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 4 against the Lady Bombers. 1:05 left of the first half as Calissa Hollis shoots Perigold's first free throw attempts of the night. First shot is in and out. No good. One more free throw for Hollis to cut into Mountain Home's advantage. And she gets a second. 1 of 2, her first point of the night. 11-7, Mountain Home on top. 1:05 left of the half. Martin will bring the ball into the front court. So now Martin's just dribbling just inside the half court stripe. Mountain Home may be content to hold for the last shot of the half. She's just dribbling out there. No one goes out there on her. So I think that's exactly what's going to happen.
Let's go.
40 seconds left. Martin still taking her dribbles out there near the half-court stripe. 30 seconds. Now Gilbert takes it at near the half-court line. Now Benfield's going to get out there a little closer on her. 20 seconds. She's going to have to get some distance between her and Benfield. Now she'll throw it up top to Yates. Now Martin has it between circles. 13 seconds. Yet Martin's going to pull up at the elbow for the jumper. No good. A scramble for the loose ball. Finally controlled by Martin. 5 seconds left. Martin's going to dribble down towards the lane. Her shot was blocked by Taylor Beasley. And now a foul's going to be called on Mountain Home. No, on Perigold. They said she stepped on the baseline. And so Mountain Home got a little fortunate. Peyton Husky's going to check back in real quick for Mountain Home with 2.5 seconds left as Leah Jackson will take a seat. So Mountain Home still has one more chance to get a shot off. So Taylor Beasley her foot was on the baseline when she grabbed that ball. So it will be Yates triggering an inbound pass. Wow, that was a quick 5 second call. That is Mountain Home's sixth turnover of the night. So Perigold's going to get it back. Powell with the ball, and they're just going to let the clock run out. So Mountain Home goes into the locker room with a four-point advantage. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Paragould 11-7. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Through the years, over $22 million has been awarded in scholarships administered by the Trust, Wealth, and Investment Team of Integrity First Bank. That's a lot of legacy. Are you a charitably minded individual who values education, initiative, and integrity? Then let's meet and have a conversation about your philanthropic goals. I'm Janet Evans. We at Integrity First Bank can assist you with your estate planning from investments through administration to ensure that your legacy is a lasting legacy. Call me today at 425-1801. We look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.